So Jimmy Carter was a president, and he liked rock and roll.
He loved those tunes.
I actually, it exceeded my expectations. It is a very straightforward movie. I mean, I think the title lets you know what to expect. It is about Jimmy Carter's, relationship with rock and roll, popular music, and how it related specifically to his political career, which was way more interesting and significant than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. When I think of Jimmy Carter, I often think about what he's done after his presidency. I didn't know much about Jimmy Carter as a governor. I didn't know much about his taste in music. I really didn't know any of that.
I had completely forgotten about this, but I had like a jazz compilation at one point that included the rendition of Salt Peanuts that was done at the at the White House at a concert with Jimmy Carter doing the lyrics, which are just salt peanuts over and over again in a very like, especially like without the visual of him doing it, it is an extremely goofy recording. And I, without the context, which I had not had until I watched this movie, I just thought that it was one of the strangest jazz oddities I've ever listened to. So yeah, that was pretty fun to bring that back full circle.
Like, this Jimmy Carter's a real avant-garde.
Yeah. Well, and clearly, you know, it was a concert at the White House. Dizzy Gillespie was playing. He rolled out that tune. And obviously it was a lark for everybody because of Jimmy Carter's history as a peanut farmer.
One of the things that I thought was really interesting about the documentary was how it begins to explain the way that, like, contemporary presidents are also kind of asked to be in the know about popular culture. Mm-hmm. Like, especially with, like, Barack Obama, like, releasing his, like, his reading list, his Spotify playlist, now actually owning a production company. This film, interestingly, kind of positions Jimmy Carter as, like, the genesis of that, of, like, someone who not only appreciates music, but knows how to use music in a political way and align himself with certain musical acts that express that politics. Mm-hmm. Which I thought is really interesting. The beginning of the movie, you know, is really about him as a Southerner and him growing up and, like, what it really meant to be at this nexus of, like, gospel music and rock and roll and, like, the way that, like, these two things that seem opposed to one another in pop culture really helped frame Jimmy Carter and his politics, especially in terms of race relations. Like, I thought that was super interesting because to me it was interesting that you kind of had to wait for a documentary about Jimmy Carter for people to actually start talking about, like, the roots of rock and roll being within, like, church music and, like, black people in particular. Yeah. And, like, Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks as the people talking about this, like, it was such a weird amalgam of people, but it really worked to tell this story about, like, popular music in America.
Hey, the tambourine.
All right.
And play a song for me.
Sounds familiar. One of the things that have held America together has been the music that we share and love.
Jimmy Carter used music in a way that helped him in his politics, but it had never been done quite that way.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Jimmy Carter.
I want to introduce to you the great Allman Brothers.
Find me, old man, I don't know.
Cool, he enjoyed our music, and he became a friend.
When I first met Jimmy, first thing he did was quote my songs back to me.
Bob Dylan has been one of my best friends, along with Willie Nelson. When Willie Nelson wrote his autobiography, he confessed that he smoked pot in the White House, and he says that his companion was one of the servants at the White House. Actually, was one of my sons.
My prayers for hostages in Iran are as though they were my own sons and daughters.
The hostage thing, I think, amplified a lot of the fears that people had about him.
With all the odds against him, he still did what he thought was right. That's not a bad pattern for all of us to follow.
It should be said, this is an extremely positive portrait of Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. To me, that's what's so interesting, is that only really in the climate of 2020 can a film like this take really what was a beleaguered presidency and somehow write it as this, like, nostalgic moment to look back on.
Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President is available on film streams at home.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.